Happy Tuesday, everyone. Coming live from the Flocko Show. Partly cloudy, muggy, humid. It's all around summer weather. I'm feeling it. Couple weeks to summer, officially kick off. Back at work, I'm feeling very good. And I'm able to share that with all you listeners out there. And in the rock words for all the millions of Flocko listeners out there, tune in to a nice episode today. Enjoy yourself. For all my sports bettors out there, I have been keeping tune. Across the boards.
Did you see the tank fight?
Who?
Did you see the Tank Davis fight?
Oh no, that's the one my girl was trying to get me to watch.
You didn't see Tank Davis knock out Rawley in the sixth round? I seen that. I waited for that. Sure did.
So he took you talking about a little light skinned homie, right?
Yeah, the one he was supposed to fight.
Mayweather fighter.
Yeah, he it was this dude something Rawley. They were supposed to fight before the last fight Tank had took. And it got delayed and pushed back. Now they finally had it. Dude has some power. He has some power, man. I done seen him in his other fights. He real rough, aggressive. That'll work, but it won't go work against Tank. Tank hit that man with a wild little, was it left?
A haymaker.
What's that left hook? Dude ran right into it. He was talking about Tank running into a punch. And he ended up running into the punch. He ran right into the punch. Laid him on the ropes.
Gave him that 1-2.
Oh, no. It was just a one. Damn. We'll keep that one real. It wasn't a 1-2. That was just a one, man. He let him have it.
Shout out for that fight to Tank, man.
Oh,
shout out to
Tank. Boy, he don't disappoint me. He never disappoint me. And I'm so happy he don't. Thank you. Keep being a gladiator in this sport. Because boxing is a dying sport still. It's still a dying sport. So we need people that's going. But I understand why the Mayweather way is better, because you preserving the hell out your body.
Yeah.
You ain't taking
on. But like he said, he take on a lot of exhibition, and he's smart for that.
Because
like he said, why would I take a fight for $30 million when I can sit back, scope out the prey, come in for exhibition, and make $50 to $100 million off of one fight? I'll keep taking them exhibitions all day.
Because ain't nobody gonna beat them.
Well, yeah, the Chicago Cubs, they took a loss to the Milwaukee Brewers. I took a loss on that. What was it, a $10 loss on that? These are live winnings across the FanDuel board for all y'all. The St. Louis Cardinals, they ended up taking the win over the San Diego Padres. That was a $20 hit off of that. I'm looking forward to this motherfucking Miami game. I got that.
Who is it now? Miami and who?
Boston.
Still? I thought that was game 7 that happened the other day.
Well, yeah. Yep, because this was it right here. Return. Yep, because I lost $10 on that. Jason Tatum didn't get over 26 points. Jaylen Brown didn't get over. He missed his three made threes.
Because what's the name? They got put on out.
You talking about the Warriors?
No, Miami got put out.
So Miami got put out?
Yeah, Miami got put out. Boston put them out. Shot the shit out of me.
Okay, yeah. Yep, that was this game I lost on.
Yep.
I lost $20 to they funky asses. Because the 2 days before that, they won that one.
Because Jimmy jacked up that three instead of going for that two. He should have went on in. I don't know what he was thinking to win.
He only had in the first quarter, 7 points. 7 points in the first quarter. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, they made their projected points. Jaylen Brown, he made first quarter 5.5 points projected. Jason Tatum, over 6.5 first quarter points. Bam Abdul, what is it? Abdul, 3.5 first quarter points. Yep. And that was off the money spread. The Los Angeles Angels, they lost. So, yeah, I'm keeping y'all tuned in, man. Got a little community project coming up. It's called Generations. Y'all be looking forward for that. The next few weeks, we're getting a few things in order right now. I know we're going to have some activities for the kids. Softball, kickball tournaments. We hosted one last year. Shout out to Les to Les on that. Down at Fairgrounds Park. We ain't found a set location yet. You know, we still getting a few things in order. But yeah, y'all stay tuned for that. I'm going to have flyers and all that eventually. But yeah, we trying to make it a positive thing. Incorporating all this gun violence into, you know, get people a little bit more aware of what their kids doing. What y'all can do to, you know, stay involved with your kids' life, social activities, but at the same time, let them still have a room to breathe as a teenager. So, yeah, it's just going to be doing a lot of stuff. It's going to be broadcasting it live every other day on the show. Stay tuned in to the Flacco Show, people. I bring you everything you want to hear and need to know. Let's get it. I'm out.